Over the last decade, the Crave Brothers farm has become one of the largest dairy operations in the state. George Crave says he and his three brothers decided about a decade ago that the farm needed to get bigger in order to survive.
A huge investment, but it's something that our family has decided to do. Like a lot of families in Wisconsin, multiple generations, multiple brothers and multi-families, it's just a natural business model that we're just proud to be a part of.
So the Craves business now includes having about 1,100 cows. They range from large heifers that produce a lot of milk to calves just a few days old, like this youngster. One thing the younger and older cows have in common is that they produce manure by the many tons. At the Crave Brothers farm, the cows produce so much dung that it powers the whole farm. This is a large 600-horsepower engine not far from the four cow barns at the farm. It burns the methane gas coming off two very large enclosed tanks where all the manure is collected after traveling from the barns through underground pipes. This sort of manure digester system is becoming more common at larger farms around the U.S. George Crave says having the digester saves using 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel every day to power the farm and puts the manure to good use.
Talk about the natural recycling or going green. We've been green before green was groovy, and we're taking this natural gas that's produced every day. As long as we're feeding our cows, we're producing methane gas and producing electricity. We don't need the wind. We don't need the sun. All we need is a cow eating and doing her natural thing.
Crave says some of the remaining manure is spread on the corn, alfalfa, and soybeans that the Craves grow to feed the cows. Other amounts are sold as potting soil. The other way the Crave Brothers farm is a bit unusual is that the milk is used at the farm to produce cheese. Inside the cheese factory the Craves built in 2001 and expanded last year, a machine stirs some of the 100,000 pounds of milk that the Craves cows produce every day. The factory makes mozzarella and some specialty cheeses. George Crave says despite the recession, business has been good. He says he thinks many people like the Crave's approach.
We're family-owned. We grow our own crops, we milk our own cows, and then we produce our own cheese right here on our farm. And that's what the customers, some of the customers seem to like, and those are the markets that we're going after. We're not a me-too type of cheese factory.
The chairperson of Farm Technology Day says the Crave's farm was chosen for this year's event because he thinks the brothers are ahead of the curve when it comes to farming practices, state-of-the-art equipment, and the value-added cheese plant. Dave Froling acknowledges that some people don't like very large farms and prefer organically grown food, which the Craves do not provide. But Froling says there's room for many types of farmers in today's agriculture.
There's always a niche market for the smaller farms, and if you can do something that's specialty, especially like the organic, there is a market for that and a need for that.
The Crave brothers agree, but hope many people will come to Waterloo to take a look at their approach during Farm Technology Days running tomorrow through Thursday. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.